The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio. And opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
You are listening to an encore presentation of Free Fire Radio, recorded back on June 28th of this year.
And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM. Yes,
it's
we
on.
Are back at 1460 AM, your talk radio. I'd like to explain to you exactly what happened yesterday, but I have no idea. I was up on the tower. I was up on the, I was up there turning things off, turning things on, talking to a gentleman back in Florida who's trying to walk me through it. His accent was somewhat heavy. I don't speak Spanish. He spoke English, but at various times we were speaking in, I don't know, it was tech. You can't do that.
No, it was world language.
It was world
language.
It
was world-ish. So you have to say, it's not Spanglish.
I go to bed. I think it's off. And I come on this morning, I just turn it on. It's on.
And let's talk about where the tower is, where you have to drive and walk up.
An hour.
You know, it's, okay. What area is it in again?
It's up on South Fork.
Okay. So, anyway, we're back on, and possibly it could have been the internet connection.
No, you know what? It could be. But they swore that it was up, you know, that the internet connection was working yesterday. But now it's working, and I don't know what else could have been done. Except one other thing.
What?
Jim Bremer might have.
Oh.
Who knows? I called. He never called me. You know. Yeah.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to our Friday edition. We are live here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. We have a studio full of wonderful guests
and
pet of the week, but let's first go to the weather. Or did you want to start your intro again?
Yeah, well, the news is brought to you by Shasta Gas. No, it's not. It's brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
I even fed you this morning.
You did?
Yeah. So.
You did, you know, and it was.
So you should be all ready and geared up.
Fed last night.
I think you were.
McConnell Foundation house. They have
right?
a house out
they
there.
They have a beautiful guest house out there, and we have. Actually, tomorrow night will be a concert with Lou White and Marvin Evans. We interviewed them yesterday at 8:30. So because they're going to be at Reading School of the Arts, the McConnell Foundation was just so wonderful in, you know, saying, hey, come stay with us because the. The concert tomorrow night will benefit Reading School of the Arts. Anyway, so it was fabulous. I'm going to give you an update of the weather. Oh, my gosh, you guys. Remember the other day I said it was going to be sunny throughout the day? Well, this is the National Weather Service. I'm sure we could probably, if we had a meteorologist right here, they would say, okay, there's going to be rain in the mountains, which was forecasted. And, of course, it came in and did a big number on us the other day. But it's going to be sunny today with our highs of 87 and our lows of 61. Tomorrow calls for 90 with a 64 as our low. Sunday will be 92 with our lows of 93. And Monday will be 93 and 96. We go up to 96 on Tuesday. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793. And now, our pet of the week with our Haven Humane Society moment. And Amy, you have.
I have a friend today.
Yes, and
I did.
A couple friends. And
I brought, and, well, at least one friend. I brought with me Sierra today. Sierra is one of our awesome Camp Love a Pet kids and her awesome dog, Ferdinand. So Sierra here has been working for the last 2 weeks with Ferdinand, along with 17 other kids and 17 other dogs. So a dog gets paired up with a kid, and they spend 2 weeks teaching that, you know, that their dog. So it's like their dog. Basic manners, socialization, animal care. So they do spend a lot of time understanding what it takes to take care of an animal. They learn why it's super important to spay and neuter your animals. They learn to bathe, you know, just daily care of animals and getting kind of, you know, the idea of a responsibility. And for the 2 weeks, that's their dog. I mean, that dog poops, they pick it up because that's their dog. Like,
oh,
they need to learn, you know, they
right.
have to learn that part.
Responsibility.
They learn the responsibility. So it's a really amazing program. And Ferdinand gets to graduate from Camp Love a Pet tomorrow. So I'm going to let Sierra tell you all about this handsome boy.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. What grade are you in?
I'm a freshman.
Going into being a freshman?
Yeah.
Okay. That's a wonderful time from eighth grade. What a great thing to do, kind of immerse yourself into, you know, caring for a pet. Now, is this your first camp?
No, this is my fifth year doing this
Whoa.
Camp.
Whoa. Well, how old do you have to be to start?
10.
Oh, okay.
And it goes till age 15.
Oh, how fun. Will you do it next year?
I'm either going to do it next year or become a junior counselor.
Oh, wonderful. So it's really been meaningful for you. Tell us a little bit about your experience and what the highlights are.
Well, I love going to this camp every summer. I look forward to it, and I love being able to train my dog and get, like, an awesome bond with the dog, and it's just a lot of fun.
Has there, now 5 years into it, has there ever been one that you just, like, go home and cry because you want it so bad for yourself that you just,
yes.
you know? And probably every year.
Yeah, every
yeah,
year.
I was
all,
thinking.
All five of them.
All five of
yeah.
them.
Yeah.
Do you keep in touch with the families that adopt them?
Well, no. Lots of the years that I do it, my dog doesn't get adopted during the camp, but he will after.
Right.
Last year, my dog got adopted during camp, which was cool. This year, my dog is not adopted yet, so he's looking for his forever home.
And
yeah,
when,
so let's not disappoint Sierra,
no,
everyone. Get
no.
it together.
And
adopt Ferdinand.
When do we, not parade the dogs, but, you know, do the whole, like, the public's invited in to see these wonderful leash-trained, you know, all the commands that you would possibly want for your dog besides maybe roll over and do a flip-flop.
No, some
but,
of
you know.
Them actually do roll over.
Oh, right.
There's
okay.
a lot that teach them that one. It's a kind of an easier command
yeah.
than you would
right.
think.
But, I mean, that's not a necessary command,
right.
but you need to sit
but
and
it's,
a stay.
It's fun to show people.
I know.
My dog can roll over.
So,
that's tomorrow at
ooh,
9 a.m.
Okay.
Tomorrow's graduation day.
Oh.
Yeah, which is why we really, Ferdinand hasn't found his home yet, and that's
yeah.
why we're really hoping that before tomorrow we can – you know, get him his home. That's really special for the campers to be able to walk their dogs in the graduation ceremony, share what they've learned, and then just hand them to their family so that they don't go back into the shelter. They go into their loving forever home. And that's the goal with every one of our camp dogs.
Well, how about Ferdinand?
He hasn't been adopted, so he's looking for his forever home.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And he's a great dog.
Yeah, he does great with other dogs. He's learning his lots of basic
yeah.
commands.
And
so.
Mark's story's in here. I think he's totally bonded with, you know, Ferdinand,
we weren't
going
to mention that.
Well, oh, I didn't know that.
I've
okay.
been telling everybody he's my driver today.
Oh, okay.
Well, he
all
is.
Right. So, Sierra, have you, through the 5 years, talked with friends and said, please do this, you know, you've got to do this camp with me. Have you brought in other kids?
Yes, I have. A couple of my friends have done it, and another one of my friends is doing it, but it's the second camp. And, yeah, a couple of years ago I had my other friend do it, and she really liked it.
So do you sign up the year before? Like, say, I'm going to commit next year. Do you have people to, you've got to do this next year? I mean, when can you sign up for being a counselor, or not a counselor, but a match with a pet?
Sign-ups are start that February 1st.
Okay.
And they're full on February
wow.
1st.
Wow. Yeah. Now, do you get matched with a pet, or do you have to say, I want that one?
Well, there's a box of leashes, and then you stick your hand in the box, and then you pull out a leash, and it has the dog's name on it, and then that's
I
your dog.
I love that. I love it. Such a challenge.
Yeah.
And gosh. You never know what you're going to get.
I
but
love
it's just,
that.
But it's always so funny to us watching because it always just seems to work out perfectly every time. It seems that, like, the kid that needed the dog, that they needed that dog that they chose, and that dog needed that kid particularly. And it always just seems kind of like a magical thing that it works out so well at their skill level, you know. Even though one time we had last year camp, we had the littlest child I'd ever seen for a 10-year-old. With the biggest, one of the biggest dogs that we had, but it was so gentle and sweet, and it was easy, and it just ended up working out. And it's really fun to watch it. They don't get to pick. The dogs don't get to pick. It's kind of like drawing straws.
Right,
so,
right.
But it's real. It always seems to turn out perfectly.
They connect on an energy level. I love that.
What's been your favorite part?
My favorite part of camp is working with my dog, teaching him new tricks, and helping him get adopted.
Whoa.
How many hours a day do you say that you put in?
We probably work with them about an hour and a half, and then we go back in and do other activities.
It sounds like a lot of fun. Of course, dogs, you can't just stay. Do you want to take him home at night?
Yeah, I do.
But you can't.
No, we leave him at the shelter.
Yeah.
Well, when you build your resume one day, this is a great thing to put on your resume because it shows patience and kindness and, you know, you showed up and you accomplished a goal. And I think that's what people look for in the workforce when you're 18 or 16 or 17. I don't even know what age you can possibly go do work today. But anyway, it's a very noble thing. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And just a reminder, so 6 of our camp dogs of the 18 have been adopted. Ferdinand is not one of them, and so there are other amazing camp dogs at the shelter that have not been adopted yet. So all camp dog adoptions are only 25. So like we all have spoken about already, a camp dog's going to come with the basic commands. It's going to be good with your kids. You know it's going to, you know, be okay around other dogs. So if you're looking for a, you know, to add a member to your family, now is the best time with the camp dogs. As somebody who personally owns a camp dog, I would recommend.
Well, they've gone through it all. They've really been even more intensely socialized, and they and you're getting an animal that's just really, really ready to come to its forever home.
Yeah. So
thank you so much.
Come see us,
Haven Humane, and tomorrow 9 o'clock will be your opportunity to do the adoption. And again, you said there's a special.
Yes. Yeah, so camp dogs are 25. All the camp dogs can be adopted today. They just can't go home until graduation tomorrow, but they can be adopted today.
So how many do you think are going to be adopted?
All of them.
I mean, have you already got them lined up? People said they want one.
No, we have six of them have been adopted.
Oh, okay.
So the remainder haven't been adopted, and that's what we're saying. We need to. We're trying to line up people. That's what we're doing right now.
Is that what we're doing?
Yeah.
I thought we were discussing.
We're shouting out right now. We're shouting out.
Get out there and adopt a camp dog.
Hey, all right. Here's a chance to come down and get a great dog. They're all different kinds, everything. So, okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Sleep Number. Right now at Sleep Number, they have the lowest prices for a Queen Sleep Number 360 C4 smart bed. Now, only $1,299, saving $400. This is only for a limited time. Like last night, I forgot to adjust the bed.
Yeah, we were up at 100 because usually in the morning you have to reset it. And I said, boy, we slept on 100 each. Well, but, you know, it was okay because it still was great.
It was, you know, it's the thing about the beds are they are very comfortable. How much is a good night's sleep worth? I mean, really, how much is a good night's sleep worth? And right now you can get a great night's sleep and it's on sale. You can save $400, but you have to go on down to the Target Shopping Center. And go over to our friends at the Sleep Number store. Tell them Carl and Linda sent you. Go in, lay down in the bed, and see where your pressure points are and how a Sleep Number bed can adjust to you. We'll be right back after these messages, 7:17 in the morning. It is 60 degrees out there, going up to 88 today.
this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The U.S. job market rocketed higher last month.
The Labor Department says U.S. employers added 224,000 jobs in June, a solid gain after weak job growth in May. The unemployment rate inched up to 3.7%, a one-tenth of a point gain from the month before, as more people began looking for work. The hiring increase could suggest employers are not concerned about weaker global growth and the waning benefits from tax cuts. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Chaos at a July 4th fireworks show in Chicago. A fight broke out, triggering panic at Navy Pier.
While everyone was exiting, we believe that someone yelled gun. There were lots of shots fired at this time. There was a stampede.
Police Sergeant Rocco Alioto tells WFLD more than a dozen people were injured. Chicago police now looking for two male suspects. President Trump threatening to accelerate the deportation of illegal immigrants.
The president's unhappy with the state of illegal immigration in the U.S. and says there are plans for a nationwide immigration sweep.
After July 4th, a lot of people are going to be brought back out. So people that come up, maybe here for a short while, but they're going to be going, they're going back to their countries. They go back home.
The president also says many asylum claims are totally bogus. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Yesterday's powerful earthquake has many Californians on edge, dealing with a string of potent aftershocks and worrying about the long-predicted big one. A 6.4 quake struck near Ridgecrest, northeast of Los Angeles. It was felt across Southern California into Nevada. There was property damage, including a couple of building fires ignited by the Tremor, and some injuries reported as well. On Wall Street, the Dow down 192 points. The S&P is off 24 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
An Australian student released after a week detention in North Korea has arrived in Tokyo, telling reporters he's in good shape. At the same time, though, he released no details of his ordeal in North Korea.
In a statement, Alex Sigley said he wanted to thank people for their concern and support over the last week and to assure them that he is okay. The 29-year-old, who'd been studying in Pyongyang, left North Korea yesterday after negotiations by the Swedish embassy brought his detention to an end. He's travelled to Japan, where he's been reunited with his wife.
That's a BBC's Howell Griffith. The Council of Europe is urging European governments to rescue migrants at sea instead of leaving the job to aid groups and Libyan authorities. The continent's human rights watchdog releasing 35 recommendations to governments aimed at balancing the need to protect borders with preventing torture or other human rights violations. News and analysis at townhall.com. An outbreak of swine fever in China pushes up global pork prices.
The swine death toll has risen to 1.2 million animals. The government is developing a vaccine, but that work has, quote, a long way to go. Pork is China's staple meat, and the country produces and consumes two-thirds of the world's pigs. Bans imposed on shipping pigs out of infected areas since outbreaks began in August have caused shortages in major cities. Importers are filling the gap by purchasing more abroad, pushing up prices in Asia and Europe. The virus does not harm humans, but is fatal and spreads quickly among pigs. John Scott reporting.
French lawmakers have approved a measure designed to force search engines and social networks to take hate speech off the internet. The measure, adopted by the lower house of the French parliament, would require social networks to remove all hate speech within 24 hours of any confirmed violation. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
You are listening to an encore presentation of Free Fire Radio, recorded back on June 28th of this year.
And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good morning. It is the 28th of June. We're getting ready to have 1st of July on Monday and the 4th next weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. 8:05 in the morning, and what's the weather look like?
Good morning, everybody. It's going to be a sunny day with our highs of 87 and mostly clear tonight with the overnight lows of 61. Tomorrow calls for, our Saturday calls for 90 and our lows of 64, mostly clear. Sunday will be high near 92, light and variable wind becoming south, about 5 miles per hour in the afternoon, mostly clear with our lows of around 64. Monday calls for 93. Tuesday, 96, Wednesday, 98, and Independence Day, 99. It's currently 67 degrees in the downtown studios, and the weather has been brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. And now let's go to our Wells Fargo advisor, Susan Eastman. Good morning. What's happening on Wall Street today?
Well, June has been a very good month for everyone. Currently, the major averages are in the green. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 28 points at 26,555. The S&P 500 is positive 6 points at 2,931. And the NASDAQ Composite trading up 9 points at 7,977. The three most actively traded stocks on the big board, Bank of America, positive 72 cents at 28.92. Uber up $1.29, trading at 46.41. Ford, positive 9 cents. At $10.30. For local stocks of interest, PG&E down 14 cents, trading at $23.81. FedEx up $2.57 at $165.88. Costco down 33 cents at $265.21. Treasuries are weakening this morning with the 10-year note price yield 2.02%. And over to commodities. Gold is up $3.60 an ounce at $1,415. Silver up 6 cents. At $15.39 per ounce, and crude oil is down slightly, trading at $59 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Oh, Susan, right. Thank you. So it's been a good month, huh?
Yep. We climbed out of the May hole, and we are up really positive, but we're waiting the trading agreements between China and the U.S.
Okay, and
boy.
If those are favorable, we'll just...
Pins and needles.
Hey, are we going to hit 29,000? Think we ever hit 29,000?
If we get good deals, as Trump says, we could.
All right.
Wow.
But, you know, there's always a little bit of pullbacks when things get high too fast. So
right.
Okay. We'll be able to pivot.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you,
Susan.
Have a great day. First Vice President
of Investments for Wells Fargo Advisors.
That's Susan Eastman.
Susan Eastman
Thank you, Susan.
Park Marina Drive.
Yeah. Have a great weekend. And next up, we have our fitness tip of the week and weekend. With our owner of Adamson's Peak Performance, Joe Adamson himself. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Linda. Hi, Carl.
How you doing, buddy?
We're doing great. Great. We got a really simple tip for you today. You know, I have three very simple, no-cost things that you can do today that could make a difference in how you feel tomorrow morning.
Get in closer to the mic.
Okay. Let me turn this up here. Is that any better? Yeah,
oh, it's a lot better. It's like you walking around the room lifting weights.
Okay. All right. I'll keep it right up to my mouth here.
Okay. Here you go.
The first thing to do that you can do is before you even start your cup of coffee in the morning is to drink 8 ounces of water. At Adamson's, we typically recommend that you drink half your weight in ounces of water each day. So if you weigh 160 pounds, it'd be 80 ounces of water. So if you drink 8 ounces first thing in the morning before your coffee, you're a tenth of the way there. So real simple, can make a difference in your hydration. And the second thing is, we talked about it a couple weeks ago with you guys, is to go for a daily or every other day walk.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we talked about how that is a stress reducer. It burns calories and it helps you to recover from intense workouts. The third tip, which is maybe the hardest one of the three, is to figure out a way to get an extra 30 minutes of sleep each night. And that's probably going to involve, you know, evaluating your evening ritual and, you know, just starting to get towards bed a little earlier, all those things that you need to do in the evening, start them earlier, and get that half hour of more sleep. If you're already getting 8 hours, you're probably good to go there, but most people are typically undersleeping. So those three things, you can, they're so simple, they cost nothing, and they can really make a difference in your day.
Well, you know what? We're drinking water. We're going to take those walks. And, you know what? It's the sleep thing that, you know, you're doing something and all of a sudden it's 11 o'clock and you have to get up at 5. So, yeah, you know what? But when you sleep in and you actually get 7 or 8 hours, it's like you've had a whole day off when you get enough sleep.
Yeah, you got more energy throughout the entire day.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Joe. And once again, Adamson's Peak Performance, our gym of choice, and we really appreciate you calling in on Friday morning with our tip.
Where are you located at, Joe?
We are at 3050 C Street. That's just right off Hartnell, real close to the Kelly Lane there.
You can see it as you're going by, but hit C Street and head on in there. Okay, Joe, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Hey, our guest today is R.V. Scheid. And R.V. is a writer, a columnist, a veteran, and he writes for the News Cafe. But I need to know more about you, RV. Tell us a little bit about you.
Well, it's great to be back on the show. Thanks for having me. Well, let's see. But I'll just start from how I arrived in California. I arrived in Redding when I was 18. I moved here like the day after I graduated from high school with my parents. Joined the Navy. I was gone for 4 years. I came back every once in a while. And then when I got out of the Navy, I spent the 80s in San Francisco, the 90s in Sacramento, the aughts in the North Bay, and then I ended up here, back here.
Back home again.
Well, yeah, my parents still live here and everything. So,
that brought you back?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, RV, you are what would you say that your take on – you've lived all over. You've been in the Navy and all that. And again, thank you for your service.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, what's your take on? I mean, you've lived on all these different places, from some of the most liberal places to some of the most conservative places. Would you say?
I've definitely seen. I think one thing that a lot of people that live outside of California don't understand is how different rural California is from. I guess we could call it metropolitan California, and I would include, you know, Sacramento in that metropolitan mix. And it's, you know, it's quite different. I mean, if you look at maps of, like, the counties by political party, you'll see that the red map goes all the way to the edges of the coast on both sides, and Shasta County here is firmly in the red. And so it's you know, it seems like, well, no, there's some fairly major differences politically. I think that the rural California could benefit if it went a little bit toward the center than it is now.
Okay, well, we're going to talk about that. We're going to take a break here. But RV is a columnist for a News Cafe, and I read your stuff. I'll just tell everybody here. I don't always agree with it, but I like the way it's written. I think you get me to think and to you know, the other day, have you ever read this Tom Elias, his columns? It's in the Reading Searchlight.
Oh yes.
Okay. The other day he was talking about measles, and he was talking about how 50,000 cases of measles in 1963 resulted in 40 deaths and all that. And I looked at his numbers and I thought, that can't be right. It can't be right, not in 1963. So I looked it up in the history of vaccine, and it was like 500,000 reported cases, not 50,000. And they said millions of unreported cases. And so I wrote to him, and I said, enjoy your column, but I think your statistics are wrong. He actually wrote back to me the next day
and
thanked me for it. And he said I was going on the conservative side. But, well, when you're trying to make a point – at 50,000 and there's 40 dies, as opposed that there's millions of cases and 40 dies, there's a completely different you draw a completely different conclusion.
Mm-hmm. So not as many people died from measles
as what he
proportionally,
said. As
yeah.
proportionately.
Yeah.
But I know you take on different things, and I just can't wait to get in and start talking about different things with you, RV.
Right,
it's 8:15 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Wirsch has been in the business for a long time. If there's truly a professional in this business, in this area, it's Jeff Wirsch. He's from the old school. He can fix anything from a small chip in your windshield to a crack over 2.5 feet in length. If he can't fix it, he's not going to waste your time. He'll tell you what to do, tell you where to go. But if he does fix it, he guarantees it for life. That's Jeff Wirsch, Crackmaster Windshield Repair at 3208 South Market Street, or give him a call, 241-8373, for an appointment today. We'll be right back with RV Shot.